Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I thought about going to Cincinnati. Mitch, do we know if Ohio's allowed to have any fans? Because there's some cheap Giant tickets, and I thought about going up there and being obnoxious.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Grabbing my junk in front of a family from Cincinnati. Hey, how about that? How about that? Yeah. Your mama like that?
And James Strebel.
There's nothing sexy about me or anything I do.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's an air ball, and the Aces have gone the road to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and stunned the number one Wildcats 67-64.
Evansville.
Oh, I know why he's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You think the Mitchell Hannigan's your only nemesis? The Mike Hungry Jack Grossman. Hell, just the Hungry Jack Grossman.
He's climbing
he's
up our list.
Hanging out with us. Damn right he is. It is The Take on this Wednesday. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, and Jack Grossman. Boy, that music left pretty quick there.
You
okay? Did you have a stroke back there?
No, I'm good. I'm about to go.
Did you want to give a take immediately?
No, I'm good. I like that. Hungry Jack, that's a good one. No one's ever called me that.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, on Friday, you're going to eat an entire pizza, one each hour. That
All
is
right.
Going to be your challenge. Welcome in, fellas. One more day to go before we're there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then we'll be Black Friday. We'll all be spending whatever money we have left, and then we're off to the weekend. So good afternoon. You got enough Kentucky gear on today?
Look, Andy,
I mean, really,
I'm
Strebel?
Excited. It's
oh,
Kentucky
Lord.
Basketball.
It's game day.
Back.
It's game day, Grossman. He's got a hat on. He's got the old Nike shirt.
The UK postgame show's back tonight.
There
I'm
you
excited.
Go.
I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. These cards playing in about an hour.
You're more excited about watching Louisville.
I'm not.
No, yeah, you are. You're more excited.
Well,
you are praying right now that Carly Jones goes 2 for 13
yes.
and struggles in this first game so you can be mean and nasty. That's all you want right now.
I want Kentucky to dominate.
I didn't even know Indiana played tonight.
I forgot until I logged on to Twitter.
Someone said, there's no COVID positives. Indiana's good to go. And I'm like, good to go where?
Where are they going?
Yeah, what are they doing?
The football team doing something today?
I don't know. Grossman, you're back there. We can't see you. We're in the Mobile Papa John Studios. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Grossman wants to be on the air so bad,
he's
going to have ample time between the 3 hours here. He'll be on the UK post-game show, you know what, producing that for you, I'm sure, chiming in.
Yes.
Now, an update, is Entz coming to your home? Did you guys discuss that or not?
He's going to the studio.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So you did not invite him then. In the end, you did not invite Jason Entz to your home to do the UK post-game show.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. That's all we wanted.
No.
It's a straight answer.
Yes.
So there you go.
That's all
See,
you
the
do.
Truth wasn't difficult.
It's not difficult.
See how easy that is?
Yes, yes.
See how simple that was?
No, just a straight up plain no.
Just a straight up no.
Was
okay.
easy enough. Well, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
So 437-9680. Thank you. Steelers, Ravens canceled. Thank you for that. I here's where we are today. We have a busy show.
We do.
When we get to the back end of the show, Kentucky will be close to starting. If something crazy happens with the U of L game, we may punt this, but our guy Mike Pratt will join us late in the show, okay? Mm-hmm. Lee Sterling will join us at 4 o'clock, and coming up here at about 3:40 or so, okay? About 3:40 or so, we'll have Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, who, of course, joined in the Twitter fun and just the fun last night with the Satterfield The Athletic report that Scott Satterfield, that Satterfield had set up, had not interviewed, but at least had set up an interview was planned. And good God, you know, if you're a Louisville fan, you got 3 weeks here between Boston College and Wake Forest, which is ridiculous on every level. And if Scott Satterfield wanted to zoom in, which is also one part of this, like you could have that initial conversation on Zoom now.
Right, you can't. You had to go.
Yeah. So I mean, there are a number of ways to take this. And on this show, I swear to you, I'm not doing this to troll. I'm doing this because I can't stop laughing. It as funny as Saturday was, where Kentucky football lost by 60. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was a comedy. It was hilarious to everyone, but a pretty big segment of Kentucky fans, okay?
Right, yeah.
I am just amused by the reaction, and I'm almost more amused and interested in the reaction, and often I am, than the actual story itself. Like, today, Bobby V, I thought, got bogged down on, I can't believe that the fans would be emotional about something like this. And I'm like, I totally disagree with
Bob.
That. I understand totally why they are. I don't feel that way. And that's where I want to start today. I have been just smiling ear to ear, if you will.
Yeah, we had a good time last night.
on the Twitter reaction and the overall reaction that Scott Satterfield would in the future here have an interview set up and ready to go with South Carolina. Not that he's going to take the job, but that it was set up. And I swear to you, Strebel, I struggle, even though I love these, I struggle on days like this because there's 18 different ways that we could go here. Now, let me just add one thing. And this is not against anybody because I know Double D and God bless Diener trying to. I mean, Blankenbaker thinks that Louisville football is Alabama.
He does.
And so when you have, but I want to say this. I am not interested in the conversation of which is the better job between Louisville and South Carolina. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to talk about. I'm saying I just don't have it in me to do that discussion because every fan base believes that where, you know, their fan base is great and wherever they live, they have pride in. And it's all these different things, right?
It's the best job.
Yeah, and it's the best whatever.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in what has become, in my estimation, when these things happen, the worst conversation that we can have, and that is Louisville football. It's always going to be a stepping stone job. And it, again, it's a discussion that is passionate. Sports radio people enjoy usually that fodder. I can't give you that fodder today. What I can give you is the reason why the reaction, okay, there's two main reasons. Well, there's more than two. There's probably three main reasons that Louisville fans are irked today, okay? Irked.
Okay.
And I think irked is the word, okay?
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Like, Stillman was on this morning with Diener, and I agree with Stillman. Like, I don't want to go through this with Satterfield.
Right.
But the reason that Louisville fans are going through this, the reason that they're emotional, the reason that they're passionate, other than just being fans, is it's something we've talked about, and I'll never understand. I talk to Ennis about this all the time. I talk to all the guys in the office about this all the time. My buddies that are U of L fans. I don't get why Scott Satterfield got so much love and worship. It's not love. It's worship.
Day one.
Day one, the amount of worship, like there had to be some pivot from a guy who was at App State, who the only thing that a Louisville fan knew of App State was over a decade ago when they won in the Big House, which had nothing to do with Scott Satterfield.
Nothing.
And it was, I was the only one who went on the air when Jeff Brohm said no. And everybody was like, who's this Scott Satterfield? And I was on there giving the Bobby V take of, I don't know either. I don't know who he is. Your guess is as good as mine.
Know nothing about him.
And then I went to sleep. Then I went, you crush a couple beers, you crush, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little
you
bourbon.
Crush a heater on the porch. And
you're
next
right.
thing I know, I go to sleep. I wake up, and there is a gold altar on Floyd Street of Scott Satterfield and his family.
Already?
And by the way, I don't know. I know it's just one or two guys. Just a couple of you knuckleheads in the media. Stop tweeting Satterfield's family.
Oh my God. You
weasel creeps. I mean, quit being creepy. That's an aside.
I saw a
The snap reaction. By the way, 437-9680. I'm going to get to a bunch of texts here. 437-9680. The immediate reaction to worship Scott Satterfield and his staff in a very fast manner is the reason, everybody, that there are a segment of Louisville fans that are reacting the way that they are. The other thing is, and obviously Louisville fans have PTSD when it comes to this.
Oh, 100%.
They're very sensitive. This is the thing that they are the most sensitive about, okay?
And everybody
knows that, okay? But especially, like you mentioned, John L. Smith, is that Scott Satterfield, the thing that he had going for him the most, it sure ain't wins and losses right now.
No.
Okay?
No.
It's not recruiting right now. It's not finding and developing a quarterback right now. The thing that Scott Satterfield had going for him was that he didn't have any qualities of that rat weasel Bobby Petrino.
Right. He's
the good guy.
Yeah.
He's here for the long haul. He's appreciative of the job.
Does it the right way.
He's a good old Southern. Like everything, mm-hmm. like it has been sold that the stink has been washed away. And one thing Bob talked about today, Bob was like, well, this is their job. And I would say, yes, it is the coach's job. It is their job. They're not a fan. It is their job.
Sure.
But when Scott Satterfield want to take umbrage with guys like Javian Hawkins and Tutu Atwell,
yep.
protecting their job.
Bingo.
And then there is this report that comes out. And by the way, I believe the report. I believe that Scott Satterfield was absolutely going to talk to South Carolina. I'm not saying that he's not talking to South Carolina at some point. Scott Satterfield came out last night. I was like, I'm not pursuing a job. Like, no, what about them pursuing you?
That's the
Satterfield can have his press conference after the game against Boston College on the road, okay?
Yeah.
He can answer the 6-7 minutes.
On Zoom?
Yeah, on Zoom. And then now, because they have 3 weeks off, you got a couple weeks to where you don't have to hear anything from Satterfield.
He didn't say a thing.
He's not going to have a press conference this coming Monday. He's not going to have one the Monday after. You're going to get more than 2 weeks without hearing from him, just timeline-wise. But I am just... The adulation and the snap judgment to worship. And if I would have went, here's what I told Ennis. I go, if I would have come into the office and I was boasting about Joe Judge 5 months ago, you guys would have mocked me.
Yeah.
You guys would have mocked me.
You
guys would have ran me out of the office.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. I would have been a honk, and I would have deserved to be kicked in the groin repeatedly for being so dopey. And that's how I've always felt about this here. I'm not telling you not to like Satterfield. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. I think he's going to be fun. That's not the discussion. The discussion is you guys couldn't let the cake bake by anointing him without ever knowing him, by anointing him without ever seeing what kind of a program he's going to build. And by the way, right now, we don't know.
We don't know. We have two very different seasons.
You know, we can get into other things. Like Scott Satterfield, he is as... I don't want to say this. His name is still very good out there.
Oh, nationally, 100%.
Have a couple more seasons like this year.
Yeah, I mean,
see who wants you.
How many guys have we had on here, Andy? That just every time we talk about Louisville football and talk about the poor season they're having, what do they all say? Well, I think Scott Satterfield's a great coach. I think he's going to be fine. He does great things. He's great. That's all we hear nationally. You're exactly right about that. It has to. We have two very different seasons from him that we're looking at. So you're right. We don't know what he's building.
Yeah,
we have no idea.
There is a ton of things to get to, but the Bobby angle, the Bobby Petrino Louisville fans are so used to this that now they're getting this to leak out. And when Scott Satterfield releases a statement, it doesn't say anything about the fans. It talks about recruiting.
Yeah.
It talks about recruiting.
Trying to save
and,
it.
And so, like, yes, you have to understand this is how people are going to react. Now, I do find it really, really funny okay, that people are reacting the way that they are. Even though I understand it, you would think a Louisville fan base has been through this enough times, okay,
right,
that they might act a little bit different. The only thing I will say that is different this time around, I do feel like there are a number of people that are like, dude, we ain't doing this again with you. If you want to go to South Carolina, go to South Carolina.
There are.
Because
yes.
Right now, Satterfield hasn't built anything that cannot be somewhat easily replaced.
Right.
He hasn't been here for 5 years. He hasn't built up recruiting class after recruiting class. He hasn't got them to the pinnacle of fill in the blank or whatever it may be.
They're not competing.
There hasn't been any of that, okay? There hasn't been any of that. So, I mean, we can get into that. I mean, I also think that I'm just regurgitating a bunch of things out here because there's no good way to formulaically like just go bullet point
there's
here.
So many
I want to take a break here in a second. 437-9680. Satterfield doesn't have leverage, and the interesting thing about it, and I agree with Diener that this isn't totally about the South Carolina job. This is him keeping his name out there. It's Jimmy Sexton, his agent, keeping his name out there and doing so because of the bad year. In other words, this is keeping the value. This is raising the value. If nothing else, like I said, it's sustaining the value of Scott Satterfield to have his name attached to SEC jobs.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, there is a value. It keeps his value like an antique.
Yes,
okay?
Like the stock market.
Yeah, like the
stock's
market.
Rising.
Yes, the value stays there. And so they dipped their toe. And here's what I want you to think. They dipped their toe in the waters of you know, Satterfield in South Carolina. Everyone did. They dipped their toe. Imagine their surprise of the reaction. Rummage putting out there, let's go get Brahm in the Honda. You had Maven and Rummage and Ennis. You had the Louisville guys
livid.
Who were on the radio. You had Diener. Like, the only one that was willing to suck up to Satterfield was Blankenbaker.
He was the
and
one.
Everyone else, like, Maven and Rummage today were like, yeah, he's going to leave at some point. That's sad. Is he packing his bags? Like dude, like, they're, like, done.
Yeah.
Like, Ennis is, like, mad over this. Ennis is mad over
he
this.
He was mad tweeting
and
a lot last night.
And he's
night.
Mad tweeting because he fell in love too damn quick. And that's what I told him.
He went from sensible salad to sirloin.
The having to worship Satterfield, I swear to you, I have never seen anything like it. Mac doesn't get that.
Oh, hell
People
no.
People like Mac. Mac doesn't get that. Patino didn't get that.
Oh, definitely not Patino.
I mean,
Bobby
honestly,
didn't.
Satterfield, the closest to it in the Louisville fan base was Tom Jurich.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Jurich accomplished everything.
Yeah.
Jurich wasn't out there at the very beginning being worshipped. He was worshipped in the middle and the end when you could see the kingdom that he was building.
The stadiums, the arenas.
Yeah, the stadiums, the arenas, the move to the ACC.
Everything.
The money they bragged about and everything else.
The deals with Adidas.
It's just all of it. So, happy Thanksgiving to the Satterfield family.
Well,
I mean, please, as the media dopes out there, listen, don't tweet Beth Satterfield.
Yeah.
I mean, have some damn respect for yourself. Jesus Christ.
To me, I think what they're angriest about is, they let the wins and loss go this year. They let some of the cracks we saw last year at the end of the season go.
They don't have a quarterback right now. Guys are leaving the program
they
now.
They let all that go. Satterfield's a nice guy. This was the blunder that set them over the edge.
The nice guy will never do this.
The nice guy never do this. And Scott Satterfield and Jimmy Sexton have to be just. I mean, I don't. I would love to know the reaction because they thought they had it good. Louisville fans were letting everything go. It was fine. You're 3-6. Oh, but he's dancing in front of the camera. We love him. We love Sat the visor. It's all good. Then all of a sudden, he might be interviewing South Carolina. That son of a God. Get out of here!
Give me the guy with the Honda.
Let's go get Jeff Brahm again. Get the hell out of here!
Brahm.
Go back down south where you belong. Get out of here! And it was like, you all let all the other BS go. This was the one thing. Look, I get it. I know, like you said, I know why they're sensitive about it. But guys, Satterfield's been a bum for a couple months now. It's not like he's been great and he's been killing it in the ACC. He hadn't beat a team worth a damn during his tenure. And the funniest thing about it is like, what are you leveraging? You're 3-6. What do you expect to get with a cash-strapped athletic department?
You haven't.
You look like a dope.
Like Satterfield. That is what I'm interested in.
He looks like a dope right
now.
Well,
that is what I am very interested in, is behind the scenes there, what happened or didn't happen, what was calculated, what was not calculated, and a mistake. Because I agree. Satterfield screwed the pooch here.
Oh, 100%.
Satterfield has, for some reason here, a level of a pass. Now, Chris Mack, I believe, does, but Chris Mack has valid reasons.
Oh, he has
Chris,
things out of his control.
Chris Mack, I mean, if we're talking in 5 years, once you're a couple years past the NCAA stuff, and the best guy he can get's 177,
sure,
then we will revisit that conversation.
Right.
And I will fully be both feet on board of Chris Mack cannot recruit, okay? But I'm not there yet. I can't totally do that yet.
Right.
But Scott Satterfield hasn't wowed us with recruiting. He hasn't wowed us with game planning. I mean, if nothing else, it seems like college football has caught up with him at this level. He you know, he got embarrassed and complained about the L's down with Kentucky.
Yeah.
The quarterback play has got systematically worse here. He's called out Javian Hawkins and Tutu Atwell, especially Javian Hawkins, and then his name gets put out there with a reputable report from The Athletic, and the stuff like that's coming right from the athletic department. That ain't coming from just anybody.
Oh,
that's coming from, was it Ray Tanner, whoever the hell it is there?
South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's not an erroneous report. That report's real. And to credit to Louisville fans, there weren't a lot of them just dismissing it. Like when Satterfield released his statement on his iPhone notes, which like made people even angrier.
Yeah. His statement to recruits.
Yeah, on notes, on your Apple phone notes.
The guys that aren't yet at 3 stars, yes.
Exactly. So that, I think that's what pushed Louisville fans over the edge is like, dude, he won't even come out and say anything. He's releasing the iPhone notes, and it looked terrible. It's the first time that universally people were like, no, dude, this ain't cool.
There
weren't a lot of apologists out there saying, oh, well, Satterfield said that it's not real, so it's not true. Okay, everything's fine now. There were a few of fans like that on Twitter, but the majority of them are still pissed off even today.
Which, that surprised me a little bit.
I know.
322, we made it to 322.
I was getting to you. We were going to actually, let's do this. We'll take a break. Jack Grossman's thoughts, okay?
All right.
His thoughts, if you're ready. Jack Grossman's thoughts on Scott Satterfield next. All right, Crino, I don't know if I'm on the air. I can't hear anything, but we will thunder. All right, thank you. We will thunder on regardless. Let me tell you.
That's great.
Over there.
I love this.
Let me tell you about BJ Heating. We can't do serious radio this whole time of Scott Satterfield.
No.
It's so funny.
It is funny.
It is really, really funny.
We had a great time last night.
It really is. BJ Heating and Cooling. Any issues with your HVAC system? That is who we trust around here. 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. And like we've been telling you for the last couple years, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer featuring the Bryant Mini Split. Throw a Bryant Mini Split on the wall in any room that's difficult to heat up or cool down, and that is the quiet and efficient way to take care of that difficult room. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they continue to grow. They're hiring right now highly skilled and motivated service and install techs. If this is the line of business, give Barry and his team a call, 812-283-7221. They're on call 24/7, 365. Anything for your home or business, it is BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I was chilling out, sitting in my room, drinking the bourbon and
now this is your
sports.
Man room, not your bedroom, right?
No, this was my bedroom. I was actually in my bedroom.
So you were in your bed?
Yeah, on my bed with the laptop in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah. And my wife and the kids were out in the living room watching Christmas movies. They were watching Elf. And I was in there doing my podcast.
And James Strebel.
What does your wife think of this?
Does she know?
I mean, she's hanging out with the kids watching Christmas movies, and you're in your bedroom doing a video podcast with a bunch of
Twani Beckham.
Twani Beckham, Anna Tirillo.
And a guy in a sex room.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going on.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, short segment here before we get Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated on. We'll also talk to UPS and Jeff Elder here at the back end of of the hour. Lee Sterling's going to join us. We'll do a little preview of the Kentucky game with Mike Pratt. We're loaded here on this Wednesday. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. We also need to go through, and I can't remember, and I need to do a better job at screenshotting. Struble, you may need to do some of this.
Okay.
But yesterday and last night in Grossman, we're going to get your thoughts. I want you to chime in, which I'm sure, I mean, you barged right in like a psycho, like with a scream mask on or something like that. Anyway, what was the best Louisville Twitter stuff last night? Was it Maben Rummage? Was it Rummage saying, "Hey, I'll take the Honda guy, Jeff Brohm, back"?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Was it Lachlan McClain?
Now Lachlan McClain tickled me the most.
Thank you for that, Grossman. Did you see the tweet from Lach last night? He put up a poll question: what's a better job, Louisville or South Carolina? I won't tell you my answer until the poll's done. Like, thanks. We're all
thanks,
sitting
Lock.
Around on Thanksgiving for you to tell us that you think that Louisville's a better job than South Carolina.
Appreciate it.
I mean, come on.
And I told him, I was like, Locke, we all know the answer.
Everybody knows.
We all know,
Everybody Lock. Knows McMaskless.
Well, everyone but Blankenbaker knows.
Yeah. Well,
then he got snippy.
Listen, poor Blankenbaker. I wish, you know, for a second I would like to be in the head of Mark Blankenbaker just
scary.
To see what's going on with his mind.
Yeah, I mean, like you said this morning when he was on with
Dinger. He thinks that Louisville's the best at everything. He must
everything.
Think that he's the best-looking guy. Like, does that go in every other part of his life?
The best radio host?
That he's the best radio host, that he's the best fill-in-the-blank.
The best Louisville fan?
You know he's going to Philly?
Yeah, I listened today.
I got something for the process.
Oh, process acting like Philly's like, you know, just... Like,
oh, yeah, you better watch out going to Philly. They're going to curse at
they're
you.
They're going to cuss
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, like, Blankenbaker's never been to a big city where there might be a homeless man urinating who gives you the middle finger. Get out of here.
Process is like, oh,
better watch out.
You better watch your back going to Philly. Like, just a bunch of people are just going to start jumping Blankenbaker
yeah.
in his soap.
And then lecturing Diener about, oh, did you do all the touristy stuff when you went there? Huh? Did you? You went and saw the Rocky statue. Did you do all the rest of the touristy
Rocky's
thing?
Overrated. The Rocky movies are overrated.
I'd
be fine never seeing another Rocky movie ever again.
Out of the series, I think there's two excellent ones, and all the rest of them are just kind of like, meh. That's my thoughts on Rocky. But, yeah, process big time and everybody on Philly stuff. Like, oh.
Texas says a hunger on after the break for the tease of hearing Hungry Jack's thoughts on Satterfield, so let's hear it. All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1, go, Cream. Be
the
star.
I, for one, the thing I was kind of barging in with there at the end of the first segment was I was surprised that Louisville fans didn't just blindly accept the Scott Satterfield handwritten note. Well, I guess handwritten typed note on Twitter, because that's kind of what Louisville fans have done forever, right? I think this marks a change in Louisville fans, because they always blindly believe the leader.
Yeah.
They always blindly believe the leader, and this is the first time ever that they just haven't blindly believed someone. And to me, that...
They did. Until now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They always have until this moment.
I wonder why.
And to me, that's what I'm wondering. That to me is the big question mark that comes from all of this. Why is this the one time that you don't just blindly say, "Well, he said he's not going to leave. I guess he's not going to leave then." I mean, that's what they did with Charlie. That's what they did with Bobby the first go around. That's what they did anytime Rick Pitino said he didn't have any knowledge of anything. I mean, everyone always just blindly believes, the Louisville fan base just blindly believes whatever the heck they're told from the higher ups. And this is the first time that they haven't done it.
With a good take.
That's a really good take.
Are you nervous? Crane just gave a better take than you given today.
No, I'm not
nervous. What's your strongest thing on the Satterfield stuff?
My strongest thing was this was the first time that another first, like Jack said, and I just said it in the first
right.
segment, it's the first time that Scott Satterfield had a blunder where Louisville fans actually reacted to it. Because
he screwed the pooch on this one. This coming out was either a mistake mm-hmm. or it was calculated. Either way,
it blew up in his face.
Either way, it blew up in his face.
Yeah, now he looks 100%. Like a bad guy for the 100%. Very first time. He looks like a bad guy.
And people are laughing at him because, like, yo, bro, you're 3-6. You got no quarterback.
No leverage.
You have no leverage right now. And Louisville fans are. It's odd that Louisville fans went from worship to not clamoring. But we know that fans can be inconsistent,
okay.
which I don't really have a problem
do
with.
Do you think? And this goes back to Jack's point. Do you think that maybe there is pent-up frustration about this season and about the recruiting and the quarterbacks. And you know, pick a subject right now that's negatively impacted Scott Satterfield and his football program. Do you think that it was just a pent-up frustration and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back and they all just went off? Because I think that all the bluster about, oh, we're fine, we're going to win out the last three games, I think it's all bluster.
They don't believe
it's all BS.
They don't believe it.
And I think they finally got an opportunity to lash out at Scott Satterfield like they've all wanted to do for a long time now.
Couple weeks.
And this was the opportunity to do it, because it's just because if you negatively talked about Scott Satterfield, stop it. Stop it. It's COVID. It's this. It's that. It's the other. He's a nice guy. He's going to coach him up. He's going to be fine. That was all the talking points that we've heard. And then finally, it all came to a head. He did something stupid, something tragically stupid, and it gave them an opportunity to pounce, and they pounced big time. Like, I've never seen them pounce before.
Texas says, Crean came up with a better take than Mitch has had in the last month. Texas says, great point, Jack. Like, Blank and Baker believe in the Mac video with no evidence.
Yeah, yes! Another great one.
Texas says, my buddy dropped a Big Mac on the sidewalk in New York City, and a homeless man would not eat it, so my buddy did.
Well, I mean,
Texas says, Blank and Baker thinks Diener is the best-looking man. Oh, by the way, the AG texted me just now.
Oh, yeah?
They're watching. The AG and Diener are watching Blank and Baker's dog.
Really?
I mean, I got $100 for that dog if it takes
a deuce.
A steamer, right?
Middle of Diener's bed.
I was going to say his weight bench, but that would be fine, too. He calls the fitness market. Yeah. They're like, Drew, there's nothing wrong here. All the mechanisms. No, there's some dog feces down there on the bottom. I'm going to need you to clean that up.
Sorry, Mitch.
That's not what the treadmill medic does.
You're not getting your mattress anymore, Mitch. It's staying at the Diener house.
All right, Mitchell Hannigan has chimed in. He's listening to the show. He's riding around Callaway County begging people for a stream of the Louisville game.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy never has the Louisville game. Is Louisville playing in Egypt?
I don't know.
Poor Mitch never can watch a game. What'd you say?
Ear calling 40.
Okay, thank you for that. I can't. Just Grossman just barged in at this point.
Just say it.
Hey, because you're so tender in the background. I can't hear you. I'm screaming.
I'm calling Pat 40.
Here it is. Mitchell Hannigan's. Number one, Dalton Pence having sources. Number two, media making sure everyone knew that Satterfield's tweet was Satterfield's response. Number three, Jody tweeting at Satterfield's family.
Oh,
yeah, but I think you got to throw Locke up there.
Locke is in there for sure.
I think he's up there as well.
Yeah, with his meaningless, silly poll, and he did not want to talk about being at Spectrum at 9 p.m. You called him out on that. He was like,
It had to be rough. It absolutely had to be rough. So we have a bunch of nonsense we're going to get to. Lee Sterling's going to join us here at the top of the hour. Pat 40 here in a few minutes. Mike Pratt, the luminary, the BBN luminary, as they get ready for, oh, goodness, who is it? Morehead State tonight. Louisville and Evansville are on the floor right now. That game's going to tip off in about 20 minutes or so. Pat 40 on the fly here joins us from Sports Illustrated. Pat, happy Thanksgiving, and we got a little content last night with Satterfield. How about that?
Yeah, you know, if it's November, then there's probably a chance that some Louisville coach is getting involved in somebody's search. So it felt like old home week a little bit.
It really did. You know what? You know they have. We can't have these in colleges, you know, this year because of COVID. It was like homecoming, right? It was like a family weekend, right? You felt back at home at the old alma mater. You know, maybe you go to Missouri and take a lap with Tim Sullivan around the journalism school. I don't know what you're going to do. And that's what last night was for you. So what do you think happened here that we got to this point to perceived interest, the story from The Athletic, the denial? I know you obviously have had info out there and others. What do you think happened here? What's your best guess?
Well, you know, we talked about last week that I'm not saying Scott Satterfield is unhappy here, but I'm not sure it's, you know, his Shangri-La either, that this is the destination job. And so is he going to have his ears at least open? Probably. And is he going to be in demand? Yes, probably. And I know 3-6 season may have people wondering why, but this is a COVID year that I think could almost be a toss-out year. And last year was awfully good. His tenure at Appalachian State was awfully good. South Carolina did have interest, did extend, you know, some feelers to find out if the interest was reciprocal. And, you know, what exactly they got back, I'm not sure. But when that became public, you know, Satterfield and Louisville stepped up and said, nope, no way, no how. So I think that's the end of the story. And, you know, the amazing thing to me, and probably the amazing thing to Scott Satterfield, was the reaction from Louisville fans was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And the PTSD was very real here. Like, we can't be going through this again. You know, not now, after 2 years, and this is a bad year, and why is this happening? And after, you know, the serial Petrino situations, the John L. Smith, even you want to go back to Howard Schnellenberger leaving, and then, of course, Charlie Strong. I just think Louisville fans have been so scarred by all of the coaching drama that as soon as this flared up, people were like, no. And, I think that Louisville and Satterfield were smart to get in front of it and just say, no interest.
Jimmy Sexton is his agent. Do we put this on Satterfield, or is this an agent keeping, you know, it's a bad year for Satterfield. Listen, it's a 3-6, and who knows what happens these next two games, but keeping him attached to big-time jobs, SEC jobs, that's the way you keep that value up with one of your, I would say younger, but, you know, a guy who still believes that there is some rise in his career. Is this a Jimmy Sexton thing, in your opinion, or is this more of a Satterfield thing?
Well, I mean, I think it's a South Carolina thing, and I do think, yeah, probably a Sexton influence to a degree. I mean, look, he's the most powerful agent in the business for a reason, because he gets his clients great deals over and over and over. And can he play smash mouth with you? Yes, he can. And part of smash mouth may be like, yeah, you're 3-6, and we want more. And it's not saying he wants more money, but I think all along the feeling was we're going to have an enhanced salary pool for assistant coaches and some, you know, larger support staff and things like that. And I think he's going to keep pushing for that for Satterfield. And one of the ways, again, to do that, yes, is to have your client's name out there and to somewhat hold the employer's feet to the fire. Now, 3-6 season, Louisville's laying off employees, furloughing employees. You know, I don't think Scott Satterfield himself certainly wants any part of looking like a greedy guy in a time like this. And I think he was one, really, that kind of was quicker than maybe his representation to stand up and say, no, we're pulling the plug on this thing.
All of this is totally a guess. Diener, you know, your boy Double D, Diener this morning was like, you know, Vince ain't going to do anything. Do you think Louisville will do anything to sweeten the pot for Satterfield and or his staff in any sort of way? Do you think that will end up happening?
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe they look at staff salaries and things like that, or staff size, but I do think Vince Tyre is not your average AD, and most ADs bend over backwards for coaches they want to keep. Vince is not necessarily that guy. You know, I think Vince is a pretty hard-line business guy and has made some hard-line business decisions, and I think that would be consistent of him to step in and say, you know, not now. No, I'm sorry, but, you know, yeah, you know what? You keep showing signs of success. We come out of the pandemic okay. You have a good season next year. We'll talk. That would not surprise me if that's Vince's take. I don't know that for a fact, but that would seem to me to be consistent with who Vince Tyre has been as the AD at Louisville.
Pat 40 with us here. It's The Take on this Wednesday. It's ESPN 680 105.7 at by Pat 40 if you want to follow him on Twitter. Obviously, SportsIllustratedSI.com. I want to get still with Saban with you, Bruce Pearl. We got a couple other items. I know basketball's ongoing right now. Louisville's in, you know, 15 minutes. Kentucky is later tonight. South Carolina. I mean, Napier is out there, and I can't remember the name of the Coastal Carolina coach. Those are two names that I guess, you know, have been thrown out there. I don't think Luke Fickell, I mean, I don't know if he would go there. Would Satterfield be the, I don't know, if I gave you the Coastal Carolina, I gave you Napier from Louisiana, is Satterfield better than those guys? Like, if you look at it from the South Carolina viewpoint, how would you view it then?
I mean, I'd take Satterfield over Napier. He beat him, like, I don't know, six times or something. You know, I mean, but I think Napier's a good coach, too. I think he would be a very attractive candidate who also, you know, worked in the state there and knows the terrain. Jamie Chadwell is the Coastal Carolina coach. He's done a phenomenal job. The only thing there is he's never worked at a D1 program until he got to Coastal Carolina, which wasn't even D1 at first. Now it's come up that. But, you know, I mean, he just doesn't have the track record. You're going to put him in there and say, okay, you go out recruit Kirby Smart and Dan Mullen. And that might be asking a lot. So, You know, I think Napier's an attractive candidate. If they want to dance with the devil that is Hugh Freeze, they certainly can. Hugh is out there, although I think the fact that they have talked to Chadwell and there's other names out there tells me that they aren't going for Hugh Freeze. So, you know, I think Hugh was there to be had if they wanted Hugh. You know, maybe if four other people fall through or something. So, Steve Sarkisian, if he wants to leave Alabama, Tony Elliott, if he wants to leave Clemson, Neil Brown, if he wants to leave West Virginia, I think those are all possible.
Had not thought of Neil Brown. Pat 40 with us. Last one on just the Satterfield stuff. You mentioned you think it's the end of the story. After Boston College, there's 3 weeks, and, you know, there's a couple weeks. Zoom, I guess, makes it, more acceptable, that it's easier than, you know, tracking flights. You know, we haven't got to track a flight here in a couple years, Pat. Why do you believe this might be the end of the story? And I guess it coming out stopped them, you know, talking? I don't know. That's the way I think Louisville fans are reading it. Why do you think this is the end, at least for now?
Well, if Satterfield comes out with a statement, says I'm not interested, then it's over, right? I mean, you can double back, but I don't think he really wants to deal with the credibility hit that would be involved there. I mean, some coaches maybe would and not care, but I just don't get the feeling that that's him. So, you know, when he comes out with a statement, Vince Tyree comes out with a statement, I would suspect that South Carolina is a done issue. You know, if there are other jobs that open, you know, maybe there's something else that comes along that interests him. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think South Carolina is not going to happen.
Pat 40 with us here, and the Louisville fans are very happy about that. It did create some fun on Twitter last night. Pat 40 with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Does Nick Saban having, you know, COVID this time, you know, not being there for the Iron Bowl, does that change anything with that game, in your opinion, this weekend?
I mean, I think it's possible. I doubt it, but it's possible. I just know. I mean, I think he's a really good in-game coach, especially on the defensive end. He sees things, he fixes things, he changes things that he wants to see better. And if he's out of communication on game day, then that could be an issue. And I don't think he loves his defensive coordinator right now. I think he certainly loves his offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, who will be the head coach for the game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would be a little bit concerned about the impact that could have defensively for them. And, you know, should there, I don't anticipate it happening, but if it's a close game and there's a need for a decision, a key decision on a 4th-and-1, you know, go, don't go, kick a field goal, don't kick a field goal, go for two, don't kick, don't go for two, onside kick, fake punt, that sort of thing, you know, he's really good in those situations too. So, you know, you do miss something, I think, with him not being there for sure.
Pat, I almost said Nick Saban with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. That'd be a good get. I mean, Pat, you're a good get, but
it
Nick
would
Saban.
Be a good get.
Well, Stillman had him on at the SEC. Oh, what do you call it? The big the media days, because he does a show with. Oh, I'm blanking on the former GM he does a show with, who knows Saban. But he was shining a couple years ago when he got to be in the same room as one Nicholas Saban. Kentucky lost by 60 on Saturday, Pat. 60. I don't know the question there, but seemingly everyone is admitting now that half the football team, the offensive side, is not good enough. I think this is a big deal with Kentucky football, that's selling one thing and producing another. I know they've been bad this year, but losing by 60 and giving up in the second half, what did that do for you as you were seeing those scores come in on Saturday with Kentucky?
Yeah, I felt like it was the Bill Curry era all over again, you know, where, I mean, just like so completely outmanned and out there. I mean, like just no hope. I didn't expect them to win. I didn't expect it to be close. I didn't expect them to lose by 60. That's,
no one
you know,
did.
And that's again, that's an offensive problem. That's a defensive problem. That's a competition problem. That's everything. You know, that is embarrassing. I don't care if you are playing Alabama. You should not be 60 points worse than a team in your conference. And it did. I covered Florida 73, Kentucky 7. I watched Florida 65, Kentucky 0. Those were Bill Curry days, and it was like, well, okay, here's what we're looking at. Now, you know, if you're going to extend Scott Satterfield a COVID get-out-of-jail-free card for this year, you have to do the same thing for Mark Stoops.
I agree.
So, you know, but again, I mean, you know, the offensive failure of that program is just profound and chronic at this point. You know,
agreed.
I
It's systematic.
So I think there's got to have to be staff changes to convince anybody that you're ever going to be able to score enough points to be competitive to try to win an SEC East title.
I always get these names mixed up. John Brady was the LSU coach. Joe Brady was the hotshot at LSU, right? Yeah, I always get these names. Yes, there we go. Always get. By the way, it's Floyd Reese. Thank you, Phil Baker. Floyd Reese, who hooked up the Nick Saban interview with Jared Stillman. What were we talking about? I can't even remember. What did I bring up? Was it LSU?
Yeah, the Bradys.
That's what Kentucky needs. Is Pat? They need a young guy to come in and revitalize the offense. And I don't mean fire Eddie Grant. Bring, co-offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, like something to revitalize the offense. That's what they need to have.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. If you, because that's basically what LSU did. They kept Steve Ensminger and just said, hey, we love you, but this guy's going to call the plays, and especially the passing plays, and especially the third down plays. We're not going to embarrass you publicly, but that's what's going to happen. Now, is there another Joe Brady lying around out there? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that dude,
he's good.
He's like a 28-year-old rock star savant, and there's a reason now he's in the NFL and doing a pretty good job there too. So, I'm not sure that you just kind of, go out and find another Joe Brady, but they should be looking. They should try.
A couple more for Pat Forte here on ESPN 680 105.7. Just to transfer, if we can, to college basketball for a second. The Bruce Pearl situation, I know you got thoughts on that. I know Pat Forte has thoughts on that. Their best player may not be playing this year. They're, as the season starts, they're ripping the season away. We've been through the having the one-year ban. I don't know if it means anything. You're looking at multiple years, I would imagine, with Bruce Pearl. I mean, this is one of the first big, big, big teams and coaches, to have a season taken away from them. What was your reaction when, of course, that news came out? Was that on a Friday news dump? It came out late last week, I believe.
That was Sunday, in the middle of the NFL schedule. Classic. no college in a normal circumstance puts out news at like 5 p.m. Sunday, ever, So that was a classic dump and a classic weasel move by a weasel school. That's who Auburn is. Who they've been. And they won't even still, self-imposing a postseason ban would not admit that they have a notice of allegations from the NCAA.
Yeah, they're just taking a ban.
It's certainly major. The great thing it is, they're like, no, this is just all related to Chuck Person. Oh, well, if that's all, then show us the notice of allegations. If that's all there is, just tell us. But they won't. Not all there is.
We're not believing you. Okay. So just quickly here, because I totally failed. Indiana reaction on Saturday, just quickly, because I know we got to go. Indiana reaction on Saturday. Mine was, they got a great moral victory. People are loving them, even though they lost. It reminds me of Louisville a couple years ago against Clemson with Lamar Jackson. But they were so close, Pat. They made Fields look bad. They could have won the game. They could have won this game. Indiana. Maybe.
They were down most of the game by two scores, three scores, they got it to one score and had possession because Ryan Day was like almost shaving points. It was so stupid to not kick the field goal with like 4 minutes left when you're up seven. So they got a possession with a chance to tie and they went nowhere. Now look, Indiana is having a great season. The fact that they came back is great. Here's what it boiled down to me, like for IU fans, is like, you are so excited. You're having this unbelievable season. You're going to get your chance. You go out there, and you are getting steamrolled off the field, basically. But then you didn't quit, and so you at least get to walk off and say, hey, we were close. So we're good, and they are good, and they're getting better. But they were never going to win the game, I don't think. I never got the feeling it's like, if we just make one play here, we win. So, but look, if you're Indiana, how many times have you walked away from Ohio State with your teeth kicked in? At least this time you walk away, with your head up for the most part.
And then last thing, college hoops is underway today. Big picture, besides COVID, what are you looking for here early on in the season? Anything in particular?
Nothing other than COVID. Like, who's going to play and where and when and how many games are going to be canceled? I have no idea otherwise. I think Gonzaga, now that Andrew Nembhard is eligible, is the team to beat. Mm-hmm. Baylor and Villanova. Virginia's going to be a pain in the neck, as always. And, you know, the Big Ten's going to be really good. But for the most part, I just want to know how many games are we getting in, where, when, and how.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be absolute insanity. Well, enjoy the Thanksgiving, Pat. We always appreciate it. Are you doing the turkey? We got the big green egg out there. Is that what you're doing? What are the 40s doing? Anything
we,
in particular?
We are having this conversation with me standing next to the egg, waiting for it to heat up enough to put the turkey on and smoke it away.
Well, yep. There you go. Well, we'll let you go then. You are in man paradise there, sports and the big green egg. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the basketball. We'll talk next week. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Andy, and the listeners. Thank you.
You as well. Pat Forty with us, SportsIllustratedSI.com, and at by Pat Forty. We're busy today. Look at us.
We are, man. I mean,
well, Pat Forty on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. I was getting ready to say it, man.
Can't believe I forgot Floyd Reese. Well, you ready to pivot again?
Let's pivot again.
All right. Jeff Elder joins us from UPS and UPS Jobs. He had to wait through there a couple questions. Jeff, we apologize. You had to hear some hardcore sports radio, and welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. No problem whatsoever for the delay. I always love listening to what you guys have to say.
All right. Well thank you very much. How much did you follow the Satterfield saga last night at all? Were you dialed into that or were you in bed? I don't know.
I've been pretty dialed in since this morning, honestly.
All right.
Once again, us Louisville football fans are going through this tumultuous time with our coaches, but I believe that Satterfield's heading in the right direction,
well,
so
there you
I'm
go.
Happy about the future.
It's November. You know, this is what happens every couple years in November, you know, Thanksgiving and this. All right, so you're with UPS. Tell the people you guys are hiring. Obviously, we know what time of year it is, but you guys are hiring. Been a great partner here at ESPN Louisville. Tell us about what you guys have to offer.
First of all, thank you guys once again for having me on the show. It's a true honor. Yes, guys, my name is Jeff Felder. I work for UPS here in Louisville, Kentucky. And guys, we are hiring. That's the whole reason I'm here this afternoon. Specifically, guys, I've got two jobs I want to highlight real quickly for everybody listening out there.
Okay.
First of all, our dayside package handler warehouse associate position. I've got some exciting news, and that exciting news is that we are paying a $300 bonus to every employee that gets assigned to that dayside package handler shift. That's $300, guys, on top of $14.50 an hour, which in my opinion is a great opportunity for anybody out there in the city of Louisville who's looking for employment. Second of all, guys, we got our second position, which is our driver helper position. This position is exactly what you think it is. It's the opportunity to ride on one of those amazing brown trucks, help deliver packages, and be paired directly with the driver. The best part about that job, guys, it's seasonal, and we are paying $20 an hour. $20 an hour for every hour that you're on the truck with that driver.
I assume you guys have a ton of openings here, and where can we direct our people? Is it upsjobs.com? What's the best place that people can see all these openings?
Definitely, guys. Tons and tons of openings. Anybody out there in the city of Louisville or the state of Kentucky that is looking for employment right now, and I understand that could be a larger group than it normally is, mm-hmm. I encourage you, www.upsjobs.com. One more time, www.upsjobs.com. Go in there and search for Louisville. When you do, all the jobs that we have available here in the city will be open and available to you to apply for. This also, guys, applies to anybody in the southern Indiana area, Clarksville, New Albany, anybody that's interested in working in this Louisville metro area, that www.upsjobs.com has the solution for you.
Again, upsjobs.com, many things that they have to offer there. You've heard their commercials for years and years here on ESPN Louisville. Jeff Elder there with UPS. Jeff, always appreciate it, man. Take care. Have a good Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
You guys, too. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Cards, 4 o'clock. Let's get a win, boys, and start the season out well.
There we go. Yeah, it's starting right now. Appreciate it, Jeff. And the starting lineup is out. Carleek, David Johnson, your boy Sammy, your boy Dre, your boy Jalen Withers. How about that?
Boy, what a lineup.
Would you stop?
what are you doing? I went negative.
By the way, Crean's mad at Pat Forty right now. He said we didn't have a chance. Tom Allen always tells us we always have a chance.
Yes.
Leo, Pat, Leo, love everyone. Love each other.
If David Ellis didn't fumble, he only would have been down a touchdown. That's every Indiana fan right now. But you know what? He did fumble, so.
You sound like you have a lot of snot in your nose. You okay?
You're like, right? No, I don't have snot in my nose.
No, you're a little nasally today.
I'm always nasally. I thought this was already well established.
It is well established. Do you want to do your Thanksgiving power rankings here? At some point,
yeah.
We got to get to Lee Sterling. Let's take a quick break. Let's clear what we got to clear. Call Lee Sterling. Tell him we're running 5 minutes behind and we're crappy gamblers. I don't know. Tell him that. Lee Sterling next.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.